When I receive music in the mail, the first thing I might notice is the CD's title. In the case of Linda Dawson and Patty Hopkins' CD, Traditional Duets, the first thing that popped into my head was they certainly didn't expend a lot of energy naming this disc. After listening to the disc, my review changed to Great Music, Boring Name. Boring or not, Linda and Patty somehow stumbled upon a perfectly descriptive title for their CD that somehow, after centuries of traditional music, is absolutely unique.
Traditional Duets was actually a placeholder with our graphic design artist. And towards the end of the project, we fell in love with the title. And
I put it as a placeholder because I thought, surely there are 300 albums called Traditional Duets. And the last thing I want to do is put out a record that's going to be competing against something, you know, much larger than what we're doing here. But when I went on AllMusic.com and Amazon and iTunes, I discovered that there actually is no other disc called just Traditional Duets. This is the only one. So we realized that it said exactly what it was.
Hey, well.
There are awards for truth in advertising. Linda and Patty will win one. There is nothing modern about this CD at all, beyond the fact about half of the tunes still require attaining performing rights through various publishing companies. Oh, and it's on a CD and not a 78 RPM vinyl record. And Linda plays an 80-year-old guitar on a couple of tracks for good measure. So when you buy the Traditional Duet CD, you are going to get a CD of traditional duets, period. The only proviso being traditional can be in the eye or ear of the beholder. Linda Dawson.
Traditional is a word that I think has as much meaning to the person hearing it as it does to the person saying it. What's traditional to you may not be traditional to someone else. And if I play this for my relatives in New Jersey, they're thinking Everly Brothers and old 50s stuff. If I play it for, you know, someone in the Midwest, they might think something else. So for us, quite honestly, the songs that are on here are, in our history, what we consider traditional. Because of the way we've come up in the bluegrass world and in the old time and country music world, these are the songs that got passed down to us from people that we really respect and admire.
And that's all very true. My definition of traditional music has run along the lines of something that came out of the mountains a century or two ago that nobody knows who wrote it, but everyone knows how to play it. That's why I'm not a musicologist. Well, there's plenty of my definition of traditional music on Traditional Duets, but there's also plenty of traditional music that falls under Linda Dawson's description, songs passed down to them as they came up in the music world.
As a songwriter, I find Bill Monroe to be one of the most inspiring people for me because his songs that he created, not only did he create them for himself and for his band, but it started a whole new genre of music. I love listening to old Bill Monroe recordings and tunes and the energy that he puts into those songs. You hear those same songs today done by other artists, but when you hear Bill Monroe sing the songs that he wrote, it just grabs you in a different way.
Tell me, please tell me.
Tell me, please tell me.
Why you betrayed dark as a night.
Bill Monroe music is probably a good time to note that while Traditional Duets is the first CD by Linda Dawson and Patty Hopkins, it's not their first recorded effort together. They record and perform with the Raleigh bluegrass band, the Kickin' Grass Band, Linda since its inception 12 years ago, and Patty is the newbie in the band with 4 years. So that's how they met, but performing as a duo was essentially a happy accident. The final year the International Bluegrass Music Association held its convention in Nashville, prior to moving to Raleigh in 2013, Linda Dawson organized a Raleigh room there, which she assumed Kickin' Grass would perform at. Patty Hopkins.
We had never played as a duo before, and we assumed that we would take the Kickin' Grass band, but the boys weren't able to come. So we just went as a female duo and actually landed an international festival off of that particular performance. So we thought, hey, we may want to keep going with this project.
Which they did, hence the CD I'm talking about. Performing with Kickin' Grass, they were familiar with performing together, but performing together alone was another story. Linda Dawson.
Well, one thing that we found when we started playing as a duo together was that the intimacy that it brought, and also the exposure. When you don't have a full five-piece lineup to hide behind and all that hot picking to carry you, you really have to be very thoughtful about the arrangements you choose, and that's both vocally and instrumental.
Done all I can do, said all I can say, going to see my honey next payday. Ain't got no use for the little red rocking chair, got no sugar, honey.
When they first started performing as a duo, there were duo versions of songs performed with Kicking Grass, as well as some of Linda's own compositions. For this project, though, it's solely, well, traditional duets. There's that great music, boring title again. Most songs, they tried to stay fairly close to the original. Some of the tunes, because they were well and often performed, got a little interpretive.
Distant Land of Rome, we did try and stick pretty close to that because we loved it.
We did. We loved the arrangement.
And we wanted to do it. But songs like Cold Rain and Snow, that's a song that, you know, you can hear the Grateful Dead do that. Del McCurry does it. The original version, the Obray Ramsey version, is very different. And we kind of made up our own arrangement of that, the rhythm on that, the vocal harmonies. We
even changed
lyrics. Some of the words to be from the female perspective. So some of the songs we truly just created our own sound for because we wanted to, but then other ones that we really loved something about, we might want to capture that, we sticked with it.
Winds don't blow.
They say about 50% of their traditional repertoire were songs they both were very familiar with, while the rest came from one side or the other. And then there's the occasional nugget uncovered when looking outside their own storehouse of material, such as the traditional tune Beautiful Hills of Galilee they first heard performed by Hazel Dickens.
Beautiful Hills of Galilee, mm-hmm. Patty and I had never heard until this project. And when we heard it, it instantly resonated with both of us, and so we worked up our own version of it. But I have to be honest with you, we didn't even know the words when we went into the studio.
That's right.
We learned this song specifically for this record, and that's exciting and new for us.
Lay all else down, come follow me, my love will last through endless day.
Well, the only a cappella track on the disc, Beautiful Hills of Galilee, might best represent what the disc is about. Both musicians have impressive credentials, particularly Patty with study at ECU, as well as with Mark O'Connor and Bobby Hicks, who played fiddle with Bill Monroe's Bluegrass Boys. Nevertheless, those instrumental credentials never really get a chance to shine on traditional duets, as Linda and Patty both agreed, where the song is the thing.
I play to the project, and I felt this project, as far as the traditional duets project, I felt like it needed the simplicity of the fiddle lines. A lot of it, I felt like, didn't need that hot bluegrass picking into the track. I just felt like the track didn't need it. It's always interesting how it forms and how it really ends up, the final product ends up happening. So when I reflect on this project, I do think about the vocals a lot. I think about the way that our vocals fit together, and everything plays a vital role. I feel like, not to say in the future that we won't get a little hot picking in there.
Train of the island here that was so blue. Go and tell my true love, sick and I can go. Sick and I can go, love, sick and I can go.
The new CD from Raleigh's Linda Dawson and Greenville's Patty Hopkins is called Traditional Duets. I'm George Olson.
Train of the island, Lord, I've heard a prayer. Go and tell my true love, so lonesome I could die. Lonesome I could die, love, lonesome I could die. Train on the island, boys, you make a time. Go and tell my true love, coming down the line. Coming down the line, love, coming down the line.